Enter 99835 into recovery.gov, and up comes a crude map of Baranov Island with blue and green dots sprinkled across it. The blue dots, and there are several, represent grants. The lone green dot, just one up by Granite Creek, represents contracts. Now, according to this, more than $5 million in stimulus money made its way from Washington, D.C. to Sitka, Alaska. And according to the site, along with it came 12 jobs that were either saved or created. The biggest recipient of federal cash in Sitka was BIHA, the Baranoff Island Housing Authority. It's getting $2,548,108. The $2 million portion of that is from a competitive grant that BIHA had to scramble to apply for. All of that money will build 8 apartments at BIHA's native housing development on Indian River Road.
Right, they're 2-story units with 2-bedroom, 2 upstairs, 2 downstairs.
That's Bart Meyer, BIHA's executive director. We're in his office looking at drawings of the apartments. Each has a balcony, plenty of windows, and Meyer says that these buildings will be more accessible to people with disabilities than other BIHA housing units. Now, would this project have gone forward without the stimulus money? Probably. But Meyer said the government funding will put people to work sooner rather than later.
We probably would not be able to do this project. It would have been another 3 years or so before we could have accumulated the funds.
The whole point of the Recovery Act is to create jobs. Recovery.gov says the BIHA project will create 2 jobs, based on a federal formula of money divided by hours in the work week. BIHA itself estimates 4 to 5 full-time jobs created in 2010 on the project, plus there's the ripple effect of electricians and plumbers and architects. The other 10 jobs listed for Sitka on recovery.gov were at S&S General Contractors, represented by that green dot we told you about near Granite Creek. S&S is using stimulus money to supply gravel and provide installation on U.S. Forest Service roads, according to the website. Nobody from S&S wanted to go on tape, but they did give us some documents listing their government work. The dollar amounts don't line up completely. The information S&S gave us is slightly less money than the government website suggests, but that could be because information isn't posted to the website at the same rate it's announced to money recipients. That said, there are some things on the map that are inaccurate. For example, when you click on one of the blue dots located right in the middle of Baranoff Island, you get a grant worth $72,000 for the Pribilof School District. The Pribilof School District serves the communities of St. George and St. Paul in the Pribilof Islands. Where are those, you ask? Great question. The Pribilof Islands are in the middle of the Bering Sea, about 1,300 miles from Sitka.
We have a total of 98 students, and that's 2 schools, and certified staff, we have 12 certified teachers.
Jamie Stacks is superintendent of the Pribilof School District, and she confirmed the amount of money they're getting and said they're using it to retain staff after a decline in enrollment. So the amount is right, even if it's more than 1,000 miles out of place on the map. The data is not perfect. In fact, Congress has been asking questions about the accuracy of the numbers. But Stacks notes that the data comes from a complicated system of reports.
That money that we receive comes to us in up to increments of like $400. And for that $400 sum of money, you have to do 4 reports a year. You know, and it's just a nightmare for our business office. But, of course, we're not going to turn any of the money away. We're going to do what we have to do to make sure we get it.
Other groups we talked to said the same thing, but that they're still willing to go through the process to get the money. You can go through it, too. The data, that is. Find out how the government is spending your money by following the link on our website. Visit kcaw.org and click on this report. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.